Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with sadhu, a devotee who is fully determined and surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. If by chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one life is immediately successful and one is free from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas some may receive a sadhu with a great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such a respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised towards everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nonetheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava aparad or offenses to the sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prasthachari Sthaarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. For last few days here, we are talking about this Krishna's pastime. When I was actually beginning into Krishna consciousness, I was going to join in, and I heard Srila Prabhupada saying that don't go to chapter 10. In Bhagavatam, first you read Bhagavad Gita, then you read Bhagavatam, first 1 to 9 chapter, 9 canto, and then you go on the 10th canto. You don't read 10 canto. And I was wondering that why you can read anything and everything, why you have to go through like... Then over time I realized that why is so important. Because when actually we're talking about here, chapter 10, the two brothers, deliverance of just two brothers, Nal Kuvara and Harigiva, the Kuvara's two sons. And Krishna is actually a little baby. Forget even this one, actually Krishna was so young, very little child, and he killed Bhutana. How can you actually, when you see the Bhutana's big giant body, Krishna is this tiny little dot. When you saw the photo, Krishna is tiny little daughter, and you said, how can actually this little child can actually do these sort of things? That comes in your mind. Here, the pastime we're always looking forward, Damodar Leela. Kartik comes, actually we accumulate all this scene over this actually month, and Damodar comes and we offer the ghee lamps. And we think that actually, yes, all the karma is just burnt. And as soon as the 1 month is the festival, and then start accumulating the karma again. And actually, this is what actually we're looking at. And we, like in Vrindavan, there is a big celebration, whole month, thousands of people. There is no place to walk. So this pastime is happening actually when Krishna is just a little child. After Bhutana, he killed so many asuras, one by one by one. And then I realized that unless and until you have a total faith on Krishna, that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is saying that Aham Sarvasu Prabhu. Everything is imminent for me. I am the creator, I am the maintainer, and I am the destroyer. Unless and until if you have a faith that yes, this is a total, utterly true, that Krishna is a God. Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything. Then I realize that yes, if you don't have this faith, then if you want to go and read chapter 10 to 10, you feel like actually this is a fairy tale story. So that's why actually it's very important to go through, understand Bhagavad Gita teaching in the very beginning that who we are, actually who am I? What is my position? Why I'm here? Who is Krishna? And all these things, once you understand, then you come to know that it is the pastime. Then you enjoy. Actually, then really you enjoy the pastime. You forget everything. That the way Krishna is killing all the demons actually is very fascinating. You want to hear, you want to learn. You want to see things. And that is only possible that if you have a firm faith that Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. Here he is saying that and the way Srila Prabhupada put actually forward so beautifully, as soon as the sun comes, the darkness goes away. Actually, everyone knows that when the sun comes, actually, there is nothing new about these things. But the way Srila Prabhupada put, that as soon as the sun comes, there is no place of darkness. Darkness just runs away. And then actually he connected that when person comes in contact with sadhu, all your material bondage actually just disappear. Just come in contact with the sadhu. Sadhu means such a devotee. Devotee who have total faith on Krishna. He talks only about Krishna, nothing else. That is sadhu. Who's got a total information. Like Srila Prabhupada said, I got a phone number of Krishna. With a firm faith, if you come in contact with those person, then all the material bondage will disappear. Here, in this regard, there are so many examples given in Bhagavatam. Narad Muni is the one actually reciting this sloka here. He's a Param Guru. One time, Narad Muni actually got a boon that he can actually walk in any time, anywhere, any place. And he doesn't have to walk, he can just fly just like that. 1 second actually he's with Krishna doing the pastime, and then second later actually he's on the earth planet walking on the forest. One time after he's meeting Narayan, Krishna, he decided, let me walk, go to the earth planet. He's walking through. And he come in contact with Amrit Maharaj. Amrit Maharaj said, Narad Muni, please, can you do me one big favor? And Narad Muni said, what shall I do for you? You are a very nice devotee. You have firm faith on Krishna. You're rendering nice service. Tell me, what can I do for you? He said, my brother is not a devotee. It's totally other way around. He was indulging in the sex life, intoxication, you name it. Opposite to devotee, he's doing everything, and I try my best to preach him. And this is a reality. That to preach family member is actually most difficult. You can preach to thousands and millions, but when you come to a family member, you have to ask someone, please, can you do me one, can you tell my brother? And actually, I have experience, because my brother, he lives in Cheltenham. In 70s, he was in Paris, and he met Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, his name is Iswar, and he said, Iswar, can you sing this Raghupati Raghava. He asked him and he gave the prasadam. But he is not chanting. He is not actually connected with Krishna now. Krishna conscious. Why? Because he is very fond of actually drinking alcohol. He said, if I start chanting this, I know what is next thing going to happen. I have to leave my beer one side. And because of that, actually, he's not. And he knows. He knows Bhagavad Gita. I think he knows more than me. And he tells everyone, my brother is doing really very good. He's connected with, you know, Krishna conscious. And he goes and preaches. I said, come on, you take it. Nah. He said, that is not my cup of tea. You know, so this is actually reality. Here, Amrit Maharaj is saying that actually, though actually I'm devotee, but actually I can't preach. He doesn't want to understand. He doesn't want to know me when I preach him. Please, can you? And Narad Muni didn't want to take this challenge, but he said, now because you're a devotee, you're asking me. It's like a, to me, the order, I will ask him. So he went to him. And one thing in India, I don't know about in the West, but in India, because this is my experience. If you wear actually dhoti and kurta, they respect you like you are sadhu. I travel many times in the train. One time I was traveling with dhoti, kurta, tilak, and I was sitting in like a first class coach. And India people, they travel, they eat and they eat and drink. They have like it's a festival for them. In a picnic, as soon as actually you go, within hour they open up actually their boxes. They all gather and start eating like it's like a picnic. I think they enjoy and they're looking forward for this. So they were just about to eat and then they saw me with the dhoti and kurta. Swamiji, aren't you going to eat something? And I said, I had just taken the 6 o'clock train. I look 5 o'clock, I had a prasadam. And I just took the prasadam, I came. I don't think so, I will eat now. I see later on. So he said, okay, have a little fruit. One person gave actually one fruit. Actually, I was just sitting and I was reading my Bhagavad Gita. Within no time, there's a pile of fruit there. I said, I won't be able to eat. He said, no, Swamiji, you can take to the mandir. So, you know, they respect whether they like you or not. But sadhu, they respect. And here, like his brother, though he knows that his sadhu is here, but he knows the sadhu, so he respected very well. Amrit Maharaj's brother. Give you pranam, everything. But as soon as actually Narad Muni started preaching, he got bewildered. He said, what? You try to preach me? Don't do this and don't do that. And he started swearing at him and he's throwing the wine bottle and this and Narad Muni were running away from him to save his life. He said, you know, this person is going to kill me. He was running and he was running behind. And then he said, you know, I want to tell you one thing. He said, what? Just go. And he said, please, can you just listen to me? And from the far, he said, when you come in contact with Yamraj, just ask one question. He said, what do you want me to ask? He was so angry. He said, no, please. Just, he was very far. He said, now I can talk. He said, just ask. Lava Matra, if a person take a, like Lava Matra is the 1/11th of second. Just tiny little second association of pure devotee, what happened to that person? He said, oh, can you just please go away before I kill you? And he was running. And Narad Muni actually just ran away. And he said, hush. He came to Amrit Maharaj and said, look, I might try my best. That's enough. Don't ask me anymore. The time came. The brother died. He came in front of Yamraj. Yamraj looked, Chitragupta said, Yamraj, this is his data, what he done, biography. And Yamraj said, you done everything wrong. you're going to go in the deepest hell. I don't know. But as you are Amrit Maharaj is actually brother, I'll give you one chance. You can ask me something if you want to have something in your mind. And he said, actually, I don't have anything to ask. I know I've done everything wrong. But then he realized that Narad Muni was telling me from the far that you ask this question to Yamra. He said, can I ask one question? He said, Yamra said, okay, go ahead. And I said, Lava Matra Sadhu Sadhu Sangha Sadhu Sangha Sarva Sastra Kavi Sadhu Sangha Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. That was just a second association of pure devotee. What happened to that person? Yamraj said, I am dealing with the dead body here. Sadhu, don't come to me. So I don't know what actually Sadhu actually, you know, associated with. I think let me go to Brahma and ask him. Goes to Brahma. That Brahma said, look, I know your question. That 1 second of associated pure devotee. I'm actually too busy actually with on the creation side. I don't have time. Let's go to Shivji. He is in Kailas. We can go to him and ask him. Actually, definitely he knows everything. They all went. And Shivji said, I am too busy with actually dead body here. In the crematorium. Sadhu don't come here. Sadhu goes. They go back to Godhead. Krishna, take him. So let's go to Krishna and just ask him, Narayan. They all went. They put a question to Narayan and said, I know the question. Now, you three of you, can you go back to your duty, please? Go back to your office and leave that person behind because he's already with me. So, this is an association of devotee. And especially Narad Muni, the very staunch self-realized soul, when you come in contact with him, just in come in contact with the devotee, your material bondage just disappear. This is the one story. Another very big story is Mugrari, the hunter. One time again, is a Narad Muni. He can travel anywhere. He was travel again to the forest. He saw one actually deer. Someone pierced actually arrow to the legs and he was hurt. He was twisting here and there with the pain. And a Narad Muni saw and actually, oh no, who has done this? He walked further. There was a boar. The same poison, like a half dead, twisting here and there with the big pain. Further he went and he saw so many animals like this. Then he saw the hunter behind the bush. He diverted himself and went toward the bush. As soon as he was coming with his noise, the hunter Mugrari was going to kill some more animal, but because actually Narad Muni was coming from that path, all the animal fled away. He was so angry that why this sadhu has to come, leave that path and come to this side. I was just about to kill. Now, my chance is gone. They all fled away. He was so angry. He felt like to shoot the arrow at the sadhu, but again, though he was actually hunter, doing very actually what the most degraded things, but as soon as he saw the sadhu, he respected the sadhu. So this is the one thing we have to learn, that as soon as we see sadhu, as soon as we see devotee, we should respect. And we are actually, we call ourselves, we are devotee. That means actually we should have more respect for other devotee than the ordinary person. Even ordinary person can respect sadhu so much. We are devotee. Every single day, actually, we read the 10 offenses. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotee. SNVs come out and we start actually blaspheming. You know that. Why do you have to do that? Why he's like that? Why he's like that? He's like this and he's like that. We talk about a devotee. That is the first lesson from the Mughrari story, that when the sadhu comes, devotee comes, respect. So he respected. And then he asked, why do you have to come to this way? You were going there. You came very nicely. That child, oh, my animal fed away. And I lost my chance to kill more animals. And Narad Muni said, I have something in my mind. I got some doubt. I got some question. I want to ask you, can I ask a question to you? And he thought, you know, this sadhu, what he's going to ask, for actually deer skin or tiger skin or this. And I got so much. He can take anything you want. He said, yes, yes, you can ask. If you want this tiger skin, deer skin, whatever skin you want, just take it and please go away. He was thinking in your mind, just take and go. Don't disturb in my business. So he said, Narad Muni said, on the path I saw some animal. They were actually half dead and they were twisting in the pain here and there. Narad Muni, as a devotee, he was feeling sorry. Para dukhe dukhi. This is another lesson we learn. That para dukhe dukhi, when someone is actually in the pain, we should be there to help that devotee. Whether devotee or ordinary person, we should be there. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Prabhupada said, so this is our duty, to go and deliver the message of Krishna, the knowledge of Krishna, to each and every person, whether actually they are devotee or not. So this is our duty. So here, Narad Muni actually was feeling so sorry that actually they are actually half dead. They are actually just struggling. They have so much pain. And then he said, is it all belong to you? And has a achievement. He said, yes, that's all belong to me. Then Narad Muni said, why don't you kill them completely? Why just killing them half? They are poor, them actually, they are twisting here and there with a big pain. And look at them just struggling. They are about to die, but before they're dying, actually, they are just struggling, they are in a big pain. Why don't you just kill them? Mughrari said, my name is Mughrari. Means, I am the enemy of the animals. All the animals are actually my enemies. He said, yeah, okay, they're enemy, but why do you kill them half? Just kill them completely. He said, my father taught me this. My father taught me to kill this way, so I'm just doing it. And the reality, if you go to, like, especially Hindu family, you know what they do? They do the aarti every morning, but they don't know actually who they're doing it, why they're doing it. He said, why are you doing it? I'm doing it because my father taught me, my mother taught me. That's what I'm doing. And why they're doing it? Because their father, mother, but they don't know the reality. What is, why they're doing it? What is the real purpose of that? But they're doing it. Offer the aarti and they go to McDonald's and eat McDonald's rice, with, you know, they're enjoying. Just 10 minutes before actually he offered the aarti, you know, my father was doing the same thing. My mother was doing the same thing. Monday we don't eat meat. Friday we don't, but every other day, yeah, we eat. But Monday, Friday, because I'm fasting on Saturday, I'm doing the Hanuman. I don't eat meat. I'm vegetarian on that day. But next day morning, like, you know, we breaking the fast, Ekadasi. Next, they wait for that. Many people actually, they wait till 12 o'clock midnight. We're fasting over, and they start. Come on. You know, he's supposed to be vegetarian. Yeah, I was vegetarian yesterday. But now actually, you know, Saturday is what? This Sunday today, 12 o'clock. Because actually they don't have understanding. So why Mugrari was doing it? My father taught me. But why would, I don't know, my father told me, so I'm a very good son. Why? Because I'm following the instruction of my father. My father told me to kill half and then you bring them. So I'm doing the exactly same thing. Narad Muni said, no. Mugrari, you know the way they are suffering? In your next life, you're going to suffer like that and they will torture you. I said, is that so? He said, yes. He said, where is it? Then Narad Muni explained that how this happened, your karma. And when, he said, Radham, Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman ki jai, Siti Gavanita ki jai, Jagat Guru Sila Prabhupada ki jai. So when actually Narad Muni explained everything, Mugrari came to know that means Narad Muni, so far what I was doing was wrong. At this stage, when you are confused, when you don't know things, what is right and what is wrong, we should approach the spiritual master. Mugrari accepted Narad Muni as a spiritual master. Narad Muni, can you please tell me, how can I come out from this scene? I have accumulated so many. Every single day, I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again. When Arjun was confused, Arjun asked Krishna, can you take my chariot in the middle of the battlefield? I want to see who are there present to fight with me. And when he comes in the middle of the battlefield, he put his bow and arrow on the floor and he said, Krishna, sorry, I can't fight. I can't kill my relatives. I can't kill my guru. I can't kill my grandfather. Because he was confused. And that time he accepted, Krishna, now you tell me what should I do? I'm confused. I don't know. My mind is not working. Mugrari actually, when he heard the reality, he said, Narad Muni, please, I'm confused. I don't know because I have killed so many animals. Every single day this is what I'm doing. Can you please help me? He offered himself to Narad Muni that I'm yours. Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tumhare. And then Narad Muni, as a sage, as a devotee, he said, first thing you do, break your bow and arrow. He said, Narad Muni, I know I'm asking for help. But if you ask me to do this, like when devotee comes, we said, you don't do these four things. No intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and meat eating. If you tell this anyone, it's what is left in the life. If you don't do the four things, what is left in the life? Rather, actually, I die. The reason I'm here to enjoy. And what is enjoyment? Only those four things is there to enjoy. And you telling me not to do this. Please, can you go away? Hare Krishna. See you. They don't want to come because actually, you know, the four things they're enjoying, they're indulging, and you're telling them actually not to do this. Mugrari was told, can you just do one thing? He said, yes, what shall I do? He said, can you just break your actually bow and arrow? He said, Narad Muni, that's my living. If I don't go out and hunt, how am I going to feed myself? How am I going to feed my family? Narad Muni, I think, thank you. I asked, but thank you. Narad Muni said, can you just do that for me? You just asked me, please help, I'm helping you. When you surrender to Guru, we should offer ourselves, Maro bi rakho bi jo ichha tumar. This body is yours. Whatever you want to do. Prabhupada, when he was traveling in the Jaladutta, he said, Krishna, Marobi, Rakobi, he had a heart attack. Whatever you want to do, I leave it to you. But please allow me to go and preach to Western countries. This is actually order of my good teacher, master. Can you just let me do this, please? And Krishna said, Tathastu, I am with you. Go. So when actually Mugrari told and asked for help, Narad Muni advised him to break the arrow and bow an arrow. He did it. And he was thinking, I'm doing something wrong. First time in my life I'm doing something wrong. Why do I listen to this sadhu? But the sadhu, he gave the promise, he broke it. Narad Muni said, I will take care. So when we surrender to Guru, Guru is taking care. Guru is take you to Krishna. Guru got a power. Actually, one time I was here in Patron office. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sitting there with one of his devotees, that Mataji who left the body. Anyway, they were there and they were discussing something, and then actually for some reason I had to enter to this patron office. I was doing something on the computer, and then there was a chat was going on between Maharaj and then I think that Tribhuvana Prabhu, who was the preacher, Israel and all these places, Tribhuvana Prabhu, he walked in, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Tribhuvana, you doing a wonderful job. Srila Prabhupada must be so happy with you. And we know that Tribhuvana Prabhu had actually cancer. He was just going to leave the body. Few days left, and that time it happened. And he said, I'm trying my best. I don't know. I try to please my Gurudev. This is our actually life. To please our Guru. If you please the Guru, your life is success. So when Tribhuvana Prabhu told that, I don't know actually whether Srila Prabhupada is, I can, he said, yeah, you're definitely going back to Godhead. And actually, I don't know whether actually, I'm trying my best to just please my Guru. And then actually, the next word came out from His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. When I heard that actually, I was so amazed to hear that. He said, not to worry about going to God, go back to Godhead. Prabhupada got the key, backdoor key of Krishna. If Krishna won't take you from the front, Prabhupada will take you from the back, but you will definitely go back to Godhead. When I heard this, I was actually shocked to hear this. That means that if you surrender to your Guru, Guru is connected to that person over there, the Mahaguru, Srila Prabhupada. That means you are already going back to Godhead. Just you have to please your Guru. Surrender to your Guru and just do what Guru tell you. Here Mugrari, what he did, he didn't want to. Unwillingly, but he broke his bow and arrow. He said, okay, Narad Muni, you told me I am yours. You tell me what to do next. He said, I will take care of your daily food. I will provide the prasad. You don't have to worry. And as people came to know that Mugrari became a devotee, became a sadhu, and when they come to the sadhu, they always, like this is the custom in India, when they come to the sadhu, they always bring something. When they come to temple, they always bring something, at least actually one fruit, they'll come and offer it to Krishna. Whether they buy from the bargain, that fruit, not actually good, but still they offer it to Krishna. So when they come to sadhu, they always bring something. So when they heard, the village people there say, Mugrari become actually sadhu. They all come to see, let us go and see them. Now, because they have seen Mugrari as a hunter, and they didn't want to come near. But when they heard It became a thought that they were all coming forward and they're bringing something. And within no time, like an, I had a pile of fruit. Now within no time, the foodstuff was coming. He couldn't eat. Even next day, he couldn't eat. And Narad Muni said, look, there you are. You don't have to worry. Narad Muni gone. And he said, just do one thing. He said, what? Just plant the Tulsi Maharani. Circumlate the Tulsi Maharani and just chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Just do this. Don't do anything else. Everything will be taken care. Few years later, actually, with the Parvat Muni, Narad Muni was actually walking towards actually Mugrari. Mugrari saw him from the far. He wanted to run and bow down to Narad Muni. That thank you very much. You saved my life. When he was running, he was not running straight. He was going here, he was going there, he was jumping up and down. And Parvat Muni was saying, Narad Muni, what he's doing? Why can't he come straight? I know he want to come to you and offer obeisance, but why he just jumping here and there? What is he doing? Mugrari saw some ant on the floor. And he didn't want to step on the ant. So he was actually trying to save the ant, going left and right and jumping here and there. From here he jumped there and go there. And when he come close, he wanted to offer the obeisances. And he saw the ant. He took his actually top chadar and he just flew all the ant away. And then he actually bowed down to. And then Parvat Muni said, that's lava matra sadhu sangha. Narad Muni, because actually your sangha, you gave the love to him, look at you transform. Mugrai the hunter, I become a devotee. So this is actually the reality when we surrender. And when you are confused, find a person. The person who can give you the knowledge of Krishna. The person who can take you to Krishna. The person who can explain who I am, the reality. And that understanding actually we get it from Guru. This is a story, but there are story after story after. There are so many. We can talk about Jadai and Madai. So fallen soul, but when they come in contact with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people used to run away from them. Didn't want to go near him, them. But then they become actually devotees. Actually, we're talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're talking about Narad Muni. For us, our Narad Muni, Srila Prabhupada. So many people actually came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. And they transform. From the hippies, they become a happies. One time, actually, Srila Prabhupada, when they were in India, and in the sadhu, they all, please, sadhu, you know, Swamiji, bless me. And I said, yes, I can bless you, but if I bless you, you become like them. And the person saw that all the, like, you know, European devotee with the nice, you know, shaved head and very shiny with a big sikha. And I said, thank you. I don't want blessing. Because I don't want my son, I don't want a child, you know, to become a devotee like this. My family were like, what will I do? So this is actually a blessing from the Srila Prabhupada. He made so many devotees. Whoever come in contact with him. Forget about just coming in contact with just Srila Prabhupada's presence. But now still, even I never had a chance to meet Srila Prabhupada face to face. But though I'm meeting him every single day. Through his Vani, through his books, we are reading, we are hearing, we are watching. Actually, one time, there's Abhay Charan, His Holiness Bhakta Charu Maharaj, actually, he made this serial called Abhay Charan, the life story of Srila Prabhupada. One boy, he was very fond of actually Srila Prabhupada. He was very fond of Krishna conscious. And we can see youngsters, they have taken so nicely now. In the world, there are so many youngsters, they're joining in. More than actually anyone else, the youngster joining in. But this young boy was connected with Srila Krishna, Krishna consciousness, and he was very fond of this Abhay Charan. And his mother was actually, oh, please give me a break. You know, you're too young, you can't actually, you can take this, actually, you get married, and you have children, when you get old, and you can't walk, and that time you take Krishna conscious, when you don't have to do nothing. But not now, enjoy your life. And the boy said, mother, you don't understand. He said, what do you don't understand? I know everything. He said, mother, just take it. If you don't want to, it's up to you. So he brought this Srila Prabhupada video. One day, coming from the work, this is the true story, coming from the work, and he saw that mother was watching television. And he was doing the Dandavat Pranam to someone, to television. And he said, there's something wrong with my mother. That's just, you know, he bound down to actually TV. He said, must be some, like, you know, hero there, must be good, some, you know, private hero. So he's actually doing the Pranam. He was like, Dandavat Pranam. And then he saw that there was a Abhay Charan was going on. And every time Srila Prabhupada comes, she used to bow down. This is transformation. Sadhu Sangha, his son, her son, but because he's a devotee, and because of the devotee, and he was telling, one day that came, and without actually his knowledge, she became a devotee. He said, mom, what are you doing? He said, Srila Prabhupada is on here, so I'm just giving the pranam to Srila Prabhupada. And he laughed. He said, yes! Thank you, Krishna. I was waiting for this. When can I make my mother a devotee? And just by association of that TV, they become a devotee. So sometimes, actually, you know, TV, I know we talk about the one eye thing that actually, you know, is not good, but sometimes it does do a good job. By watching that TV, by watching that serial, Abhay Charan, she become a devotee. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. So that is very important. That whenever and wherever we get a chance to get association of the devotee, please, we should be greedy to take the association of the devotee. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhya. If you get actually associates of a devotee, all your material bondage will just disappear. And your life become very successful. There are so many stories we can tell, but it's already gone 8:30. I was told 8:30. The good lecture means, actually the good class means, doesn't matter what was the story, 8:30 we finished, that is the good class. So I want to stay in that category, a good class. I'll finish the class. Yeah. Is there any comment, any suggestion, please? Any question?